With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to talk more about the spring meetings down in Destin. Wrapping up today, and some new rule changes, including graduate transfers, is coming your way at 4 o'clock.
SEC, yeah.
And it's big news because it's something that Saban and a variety of coaches, including Kirby Smart, have talked about. But right now, Mike, we say good afternoon to our man, Chris McCann, who joins us on the WadeForward.com hotline. Atlanta United, and we were talking about this, Chris, because the way we play, we were saying, well, he's a midfielder. Well, no, he's a center back. What is he?
So what are you?
I think at the moment I'm a defender for the time being, but you know, so long as I'm playing, I'm happy, guys. I'll play anywhere the gaffer asks me to play. So just enjoying it at the moment and enjoying the run in the team, and you know, we're doing okay at the minute. So long may that continue.
Chris, it's a long season. There's always ups and downs, and whether you're playing in Europe or here, there's always an ebb and flow with the officiating. But the VAR thing has got United fans really pulling their hair out. Has it getting you guys out of a rhythm? I mean, do you guys talk about what's going on?
Yeah, obviously it's the talk of the town at the moment. We've had a couple of decisions that were a bit iffy, to say the least, especially against the Red Bulls at home last week. And I think the VAR showed its face again the other night in New England, when I felt that we probably should have had a penalty on the foul of Mikey Ambrose in the box. Ultimately, it didn't go for us that night. So there's been a couple of decisions, and I just think, it's getting to a point almost where you're almost afraid to celebrate a goal because you don't know whether it'll be given, or the same for a penalty. You're just waiting for the ref to check the VAR and before you get too excited, you know. So it's become a bit of a hot topic at the moment, and you know, we've been on the receiving end of a couple of funny decisions of late. You know, hopefully they'll start to get that right.
I like how you said funny decisions. That's a good choice of words.
Right on.
Chris McCann, Atlanta United's Chris McCann joining us here on Dukes and Bell. So with Garza out, how's that going to affect the back line, in your opinion?
Well, I think you see him the other night. There was a couple of new faces in the back line with Greg out and Leandro out. So, you know, it took a bit of reshuffling. Franco came in and Mikey came in. So, you know, we have strength and depth and numbers in the defense. And saying that, we have Miles, who came in the last couple of games and done fantastically well as well, you know. So if one guy goes down, you know, there's replacements there who are very capable of coming in and doing a job. And as you said, unfortunately for us, we've lost Greg for a number of months now, which is a real big blow for us. But, you know, Mikey's came in. He's done really well for the Tuesday of the week. He scored two great goals. And, you know, he's continued that form into playing against New England the other night, where I thought he played really well out on the left. And, you know, so... although we're missing a couple of bodies, you know, we still have a lot of players there that are very capable of performing.
It's Chris McCann with us, a fine Irish lad, as the United taking on Philadelphia, guys. It'll be coming up on Saturday. Hear it right here on 92.9 The Game. You get Leandro Gonzalez-Pires back off the yellow card accumulation. The thing is, the last game, and Parkhurst said it, Chris, it's like when a draw feels like a loss. Because, man, Barco and Miggy, and we could have very easily been up 3-1 or 4-1 in that game.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a funny game that as well. We didn't really play particularly well in the first half, but ultimately we went in at 1-0 at halftime, 1-0 up, and you know, you feel like even though you're not playing well, but you're winning, you know, that's a sign of a good strong side. We came out in the second half, and it was a totally different ball game. You know, we got the ball down, we started passing it a lot more, and we created, I think, 3, 4, 5 clear chances that, you know, on another day we probably scored them all, but we just weren't clinical enough on that night. And it's football for you. You know, you don't put your chances away. You always leave yourself susceptible for a counter attack or, you know, a soft goal. And ultimately, we didn't put our chances away, and that came back to bite us in the end. And you know, I thought we were good value for the 3 points the other night. But as I said, we shot ourselves in the foot really, and left with the point. Which, you know, after on another day, you think you're going to get all three. To leave at one, it is a bit disheartening when you've held the lead for that long. And you know, but the good thing for us is that we have a game, you know, 2-3 days later to put that right, to make sure we get the 3 points, you know, get us back on a decent run, because we've been a bit up and down in the last couple, you know, a win, a draw, a loss. So, you know, we want to get back onto a decent run and, you know, try to pick up wins and consistent paces from now on.
No doubt. And the roof will be open for that match tomorrow, guys. You'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And, Chris, what do you do? What's your hobbies, man, in your spare time? When you're not thinking, eating, sleeping, soccer, what are you doing?
You know, just on a regular weekend, I like to get out with my boy and, you know, play stuff. Football revolves around that. He's playing T-ball and soccer right now. So,
how's he liking it?
Oh, he loves baseball. He loves baseball. I'm trying to get him off that and get him into soccer. but it's just getting out and spending time with him, you know, going out, seeing the city, you know, doing different things around the city. There's plenty for us to do here. And, you know, with us living away from our home over here, you know, there's always plenty of outdoor activities. And, you know, we just try to get out and do the best we can and, you know, get out and have a look around and try to fit in like one of the locals.
Chris McCann's with us here from Dublin, Ireland. And, Chris, I presume with some downtime last week, you got to watch the Champions League final with Real Madrid and Liverpool. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it was nice. I just sat here on my own, actually, and watched it. It was great just to have the peace and quiet to watch it. Not when you have a kid running around, it doesn't normally let you do that. But a fantastic game, you know. And you can really feel sorry for the goalkeeper for the 2 errors he made, you know. That'll live with him for a long, long time, as you can imagine. But on the other side, stroke of genius from Bale to goals. It's fantastic, you know, the kind of way it seems like everything Ronaldo does, Bale wants to equal. So, you know, it's fantastic to see, you know, a player at the top of his game scoring goals like that. And, you know, that's what you want to see. You want to see entertainment in a game, and I think we got that.
You surprised that Dan is stepping away? We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, we were actually on the way back from the game, and it just literally come across. I was surprised that he stepped down, you know, but, you know, it's an amazing record he's got there, you know, the amount of trophies he's got. I think he's got 9 trophies in something like 28 months, which is an incredible record. So he better extend that trophy cabinet.
Yeah, it is interesting. Our United, by the way, we've lost our last 2 at home. Chris McCann on the WaitForward.com hotline with us, trying to get things switched up and changed up for us, hopefully tomorrow, as he said, kind of get back at it. As you guys do, how are you feeling about this club right now? What's the club as far as internally? What are guys saying?
Internally, we're still upbeat. We're positive. You know, as I said, the run the last couple of games has been a bit up and down, but, you know, we're a confident bunch within the training ground. You know, it just takes a case of something falling for us right again and getting back on this winning track. Get back up. You know, we're not going to take these games like, you know, we're not going to go into it downbeat that we've not won this or we've drawn this. We've gone into it in a positive mindset every single game. And we spoke about the game, you know, but that's put to bed now. We need to focus on the next game, Philadelphia, who are on a good run themselves, so I expect it to be a tight game. But, you know, back home, bringing the energy, you know, the crowd that comes with it, the roof open tomorrow night, everything that's come along, you know, we're gearing up towards putting on a good performance and, you know, hopefully taking the 3 points to, you know, kick us back on again and, you know, hopefully keep the top spot.
Right on, Chris. That's the thing, because, you know, the problem is, guys, you spoiled us. You spoiled all the fans. We're used to, like, these explosive fireworks and getting, you know, a ton of goals. So, I mean, the bar has been raised here with Atlanta United.
That's it. It's never going to be easy. You know, I think that's what fans expect every week, is to come and for us to dominate teams and win 3, 4, 5 every week. You know, football is an odd game like that. Teams aren't going to let us have it our own way every week. You see a lot of teams that come to the Mercedes-Benz right now, they seem to have a similar tactic to pack the midfield, to pack the defense and say, well, come and try break this down. So, you know, it becomes a little bit more of a tactical game in that respect, and it's up to us to find ways to break them down. And, you know, we have really talented guys on the pitch with Barco, Almiron, you know, Julian's playing fantastic out on the right wing as well. And, you know, we have Joseph up top who's just, you know, wanting the ball on the plate all the time to stick it in the net. So, you know, we have to find different ways of coping with other teams when they come with strategies. But, you know, we're playing at home, as I said, and we'll try to be as fluent and as attack-minded as possible and try to get the win.
Chris, it's always a pleasure to have you on, man. Let's get one tomorrow night. And thanks again for jumping on Dukes and Bell. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.